Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. In Ellsworth, Loaves and Fishes Food Pantry, Hancock County's largest food pantry, has opened their internet cafe and computer area to the broader public. Anyone can now access the cafe during Loaves and Fishes open hours with no advance reservation needed. Quote, established in a dedicated private area of the Loaves and Fishes Pantry Marketplace, the internet cafe is a space with four Dell desktop machines and printer access. Users can enjoy reliable, secure access to the web, relax, socialize, and enjoy a cup of hot coffee while doing so. Users are also welcome to use their personal devices, including cell phones, to access their secure high-speed Wi-Fi. For more information, go to loavesandfishesellsworth.org. The Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor is currently accepting donations for their 56th annual book sale. It's going to be happening in August, but they're collecting donations now. They can be dropped off at the library sorting site on Tuesdays from 4 to 5:30 p.m. or on Saturdays from 1 to 3. They do ask that people call first for directions and to make sure that a volunteer is there to accept the books. You can call or text Ruth at 207-610-2355. Coming up at 4 today, our locally produced public affairs program is Talk of the Towns with hosts Ron Beard and Liz Graves. They'll be having a conversation with the editor and two of the contributors to the anthology Positivity Bias, Maine Writers' Defiantly Happy Endings. It's a new anthology from Literal Books in Portland. And again, that's happening today at 4. And if you can't catch it then, you can find it on our archives at weru.org later. And as promised, during this semi-quincentennial year, I plan to be looking back from time to time to see what was happening in Maine during the bicentennial year, 1976. So I'm going to start with that today in a search of the Maine newspapers dated March 11th, 1976. A search for the word bicentennial brought up 79 matches just for that day. In Biddeford, the Journal Tribune reported 50 years ago today that a proposal to allow firefighters to grow bicentennial beards, as long as they didn't interfere with breathing apparatus, would be on the agenda for the upcoming town meeting. 32 young Mainers had been selected for a great sailing bicentennial, according to several newspapers. That summer, they would board the Maine schooner Harvey Gamage and participate in bicentennial sailing events, including a parade of ships in New York Harbor and a tall ship spectacular in Newport, Rhode Island. Other Maine newspapers reported on events featuring the Girl Scouts Bicentennial Choir, the Bank of Maine Bicentennial Singers, a special bicentennial reading list for the Northeast Harbor Women's Literary Club, 4-H Club Bicentennial Clowns, a bicentennial walkathon, a Maine Bicentennial Commission, engraved metal bicentennial Social Security cards, which you could purchase or you could sell and make a dollar a piece from them, a Spirit of 76 Bicentennial Canoe that was going to be at the camp show at the expo, a bicentennial oratorical contest, bicentennial gowns that you could have made for you. The Bell Choir in Hancock had a bicentennial theme, Bells of Freedom, and there would be a bicentennial minute with Nick Nolte on Channel 13 during primetime that night. That was March 11th, 1976. What are we going to do this year? For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.